This is the first message in a series that I want to call the Bible's Top 10 Gospel Verses. Listen to the Word of God. I'm reading from Romans chapter 3 and at verse 23 and verse 24. It says, "Therefore, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through redemption that is in Christ Jesus." You'll notice the very first word of our verse, "for." This connects us with what has gone before in verse 22. There God says that the great blessing of His righteousness is available to all by faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. He goes on to say that it is offered to all men, but is obtained only by those who believe. That offer is made to all men for this reason. There is no difference in men. They are all the same. They all need the righteousness of God. Our verse, verse 23, it goes on to explain why there is no difference from one person to another. We all have sinned. We all come short of God's standard of glory. That's an important truth. We have sinned against God who has created us. God as creator has certain claims upon us, and we have broken His commandments. We have sinned against Him. And when we use the word sin, let us be clear that we're speaking about any transgression of the law of God. Who have sinned? This verse tells us, all have sinned. Race makes no difference. Of whatever race you are, God says you've sinned. Social status makes no difference. Whatever your perceived social standing, God says you've sinned. Family background makes no difference. Whatever my family background, God says in His Word, I have sinned against Him. Not only is that an important truth, but it brings a painful result. To fall short of God's glory simply means that we fail to attain His standard of holiness. By ourselves, we can do nothing to gain favor with God. No matter how hard we work to try and please God, we never can reach His standard. No matter how good we live to try and please God, our lives can never meet His standard. God is plain when He says, all have sinned and come short of His glory. Not only is this an important truth with a painful result, but it means a universal condemnation. It applies to all of us. There are no exceptions to this verse in the whole world of humanity, whoever you are. This verse applies to you. It applies to me. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Well, you say, what now? Verse 24 that we read tells us that we are not consigned to the unchangeable fate of having to suffer God's displeasure because of our sin. In other words, we don't have to suffer the punishment of God against us because we've broken His law. There is a way by which we can be cleared of our guilt before God. Verse 24 tells us that way. Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And in that verse there are four tremendous themes. Justified. One of the great doctrines of our Bible. It means to be cleared of every charge of guilt. Every trace of your sin in the record of heaven is erased. It's gone. And God regards you in a righteous standing, in a standing that pleases Him. It's by His grace. That is, it's by the bountiful favor of God. It's by God doing for us what we never deserved to be done, to be forgiven of our sins, to be redeemed, and for every charge of guilt to be removed. And let us remember that. And let it always be clear that salvation is by God's grace. That excludes my works. That excludes any favor on my part. Ephesians 2 verses 8 and 9 goes on to develop that. For there God says, for by grace. Same word again, same concept, God's favor. For by grace are ye saved through faith. That is through believing. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. He goes on to say, not of works, lest any man should boast. It's not of ourselves, is not of works. It's not because of what I am. It's not because of anything in me. Nor is it because of my works. That is my life before God. That is going to church, trying to do good things, trying to be a good person. Those are all the works that God speaks about, and he tells us that salvation is not by any of those works. It's by his grace. Justified freely, abundantly. No reserve with God. God will do it absolutely freely and in abundance by his grace. Verse 24 of Romans 3 goes on to tell us it's through redemption. That is the payment of a price. The payment of a price for our release from the guilt of our sin. That redemption is in Christ Jesus. That is by his death, by the shedding of his blood, a sacrificial death and offering upon the cross 2,000 years ago. There is redemption, there is release from guilt, and there is pardon available. How can it be yours? The same way as it has been made available to every other person. By faith. That is by believing. So in conclusion, let us gather together the great principles of these two verses. The first of our top 10 Bible verses. There is no difference. Wherever you are, whatever part of the world you live in, whatever your lifestyle, whatever your background, whether you go to church or whether you don't, there is no difference. We're all exactly the same in this, that we have all sinned before God. But there is available for all of us redemption, release from the guilt of our sin and from its penalty. That is, at the end of life, to be sure of heaven, never to be in hell, never to suffer the judgment of God against sin. That's available to all of us through redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Think about this great verse. Make Christ your Savior and do it before it's too late. Thank you.